Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Naturally Dead Wrong Podcast. I am Lucas.
And I'm Chanel.
And we're back.
Yay!
It's been what, 6, 7, 8 months?
Something like that.
After 5 spectacular episodes where we leave you wanting more and then we just go away. Just stop.
I blame you.
I blame me to actually... I blame us.
No, I just blame you.
Fair enough. I mean, this is what I've come to expect in our relationship.
Is that you're always blamed for everything?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good.
But welcome. We are back. It's actually a lot has happened since the last time that we broadcasted to you all. Last time, you heard us recording via Skype, which is god-awful. And I hope to never have to do that again. Unless, of course, we get a guest on.
Or, yes.
You know, have someone call in. Which, that's fine.
Yes.
It's a lot better doing it one computer out to another computer than...
Multiple computers.
Multiple computers and people talking over each other. And it's good to look at you while we're recording and not have to go... Okay, when do I stop talking? If I stop talking, will she start talking? I don't know.
Well, and it's better than me going, okay, okay, yes. Just so that you know that I'm alive on the other end of the computer.
Sometimes, well, I think anybody who has listened to me before knows that I can be long-winded.
You?
Yes, me.
You can be long-winded personally, too, not just in a podcast format.
Occasionally.
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 Really?
Yes, really.
Really? Uh-huh. Okay.
No, we are not starting off 2013 this way.
No, okay, fine.
Well, like I said, we are now in one place in the studio slash office slash
craft room.
Craft room slash cat shitter slash home of our new kids. Which we'll talk to you about in a little bit. But I guess before we get to that...
you should tell people we're now in stereo.
Yes,
since you leaped off of Skype.
We're not only off Skype. We are off of $10, $20 microphones.
Yeah.
I'm no longer on headsets, which can be very annoying.
Start to hurt your ears towards the end of the show. Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's end the show.
Because I just need to take these things off.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, thanks to Chanel over there, she got me a fantastic gift for Christmas. By the way, how's everybody's Christmas? Good? Terrible? I don't know.
Mine was fine.
Good? Were you happy to get your stuff? Really? Well, actually, you didn't get yours all that early this year. You knew what it was. Or at least from me.
Yeah.
But, last year I kind of made you squirm until... Well, you knew...
I knew where it came from, but I didn't know what exactly you had picked out.
Exactly. Yeah. And that was kind of part of the fun.
Well, yeah, because unlike you, knowing somebody has gotten me something just drives me crazy until I know what it is.
Yes, I don't know. For me, it's just like, I'd rather be surprised. And I was very surprised.
See?
To get my beautiful Yeti microphone and blue pop filter and actual programming software. Audio software, which we are not currently using. of course, still using the good old Audacity.
Yes.
Hopefully, someday we'll be able to find the activation code for Podfeeder.
Hopefully so.
If not, oh well. Still hoping to get a couple more pieces to the studio to make it a lot easier to get together and record. So I guess, just start off, it's a new year.
It is. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hey, yay. How was your New Year?
It was fabulous, except that I'm upset that we didn't play Drunken Jenga.
I am too.
I mean, that was our tradition that we started, and then I think I got a little too drunk, since we'll talk about our diet later, and we hadn't really had alcohol for a while, so...
That is very true.
Incorporating alcohol for New Year's Eve really
did me in quickly. Yeah, and we were looking at all kinds of games, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, we just... Yeah, we never even did any of that.
No.
It's upsetting.
Yes. However, well...
We did have delicious pizza.
We did, which we'll tell you all about in a little bit.
Yes.
So I guess let's go all the way back. Last time they heard us, I was a cellar dweller, and you were living in Williamsburg. And I was traveling 2 hours, 15 minutes every weekend to say,
mm-hmm.
Hey,
hi.
How are you? And since then, we now live together in
Yay.
A different apartment in Williamsburg. So now I get to drive 2.5 hours home every week or so to go to work.
Yay.
Which is fun. I mean, it's fun. I've now worked from home for the most part and watched the animals fight while I try to do some work.
That's exciting.
It is.
I leave you with all the fighting animals and then I go to work.
Pretty much.
Kind of nice that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very nice. And so now we're under one roof.
We haven't killed each other yet. That's
no,
nice.
I haven't really had any major...
fights.
Drag out fights.
Just a few tiffs occasionally,
yeah. But I think that's natural. I think we're actually ahead of the curve at this point, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, we dated long distance for so long.
Yeah.
Plus, our, like, you know, we've talked before, our lifestyles aren't that much different.
No.
So I think that a lot of people tend to have huge drag-out fights when their lifestyles
are
so dramatically different and they're trying to coexist.
Right. I think the biggest difference in lifestyle is you're a morning person.
Yes.
And I'm a night owl.
Yes.
You'll go to bed somewhere around 11 or 12, and I'll join you anywhere from 1:30 to 2.
Yes. And I will wake up at 7 to 8, and you'll wake up at 9 or 10.
Well
on a
work
day, yeah.
Anywhere from 20 to 15 minutes before work. So I could just lounge around in my sleepwear all day.
While working. I'm so jealous of that,
That is quite the perk.
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable attire during our work day.
Well, you already had comfortable attire. You just have really comfortable attire now.
It kind of goes to the extreme now.
Yeah.
So we moved. We're together. And I think the move itself went all right. We had to move all of your stuff from one apartment to another.
Yeah, and moving out of that apartment was killer because it was up a flight of steps and it had weird angles. We had to take
right.
the couch through the sliding glass door, which
that
was
entertaining and scary.
And scary. And, you know... My family helped, my mom, my dad, and my brother, so we had a good amount of people, which
Indeed.
Was good.
Yeah.
And, like, that move took almost, 2 hours to get out of the apartment we
Somewhere
were in?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
And, like, literally, 30 minutes to move into this apartment? Like,
yeah.
It was a dramatic reduce in
time.
Granted, you and I had done, almost 5 loads
That's
ourselves.
True. The night before.
The night before.
Boxes and stuff.
Clothes
yeah.
and, you know, things. And we just left the major stuff till that day when my family could help.
Yeah, so all in all, probably 6 hours of move out, move in.
And that was my vacation, which really sucks to take your vacation
sure.
moving, but it needed to get done, so.
Yeah. And as for me, she came in, I believe, September 7th.
Yeah, it was
September. And I came back, I had to work the rest of that week back in Madison, and ended up moving in here September 15th or 16th. And luckily, because I knew I had to go back and forth from work, I was kind of able to take my time moving in.
Yeah.
Just kind of bringing in the bare necessities and all the electronics.
Which was nice because we were able to move things around to accommodate what you were going to bring.
Right. So that was nice. And so the move went pretty well. And then we had to deal with the animals.
It wasn't really as bad, though.
No,
as it could have been.
That's true. I mean,
in hindsight, they did scrap a lot in the beginning.
Yeah, I believe.
But that's because Ty just wants to lick the cat to death,
and
the
cat
doesn't want anything
to
do
with
him.
No. My cat basically is shut in, stuck in the house, and thank goodness for that. But that then leaves it unaware. Well, not really unaware, because it loved to sit in the window and watch all the other animals, but...
And attempt to fight them through the window.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It didn't really have a chance to come in contact with any other animals. And right now you're hearing the dog. It's okay. You're hearing the dog try to fight with his hat with bear.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting. I believe they started getting better along after a couple months.
Yeah.
They still chase after each other. Little shit tries to smack him at least 5 or 6 times a day.
But they've worked that out. Like, she doesn't run and hide every single time like she used to.
That's true.
So now it's pretty much, she tries it, she smacks at him, and then he goes, lays down, or it's like, gives up on the cat.
Yeah.
So I think they've learned how to coexist. Occasionally, they have a big scruffle, and we have to yell at them, but it doesn't happen that often anymore.
And I guess the biggest casualty of bringing my cat here has been your couches.
Yeah, she likes to scratch. I don't think she's been doing it that much since we've covered every single part that she would ever want to scratch with a blanket.
Right.
So you don't see the nice black couches anymore. You just see them draped in blankets.
Exactly. But other than that, then about a couple weeks before... No, it was probably a month or so. Excuse me, before Christmas.
But after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We were in PetSmart buying the dog some treats. And
then we went over to get the cat some toys.
Yes, we were trying to get the cat some toys, and I was going to look at, you know, perches and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, I come back from looking at the perches, and there Chanel is, looking at the hamsters.
Well, that's because I like hamsters, guinea pigs, mice.
Right.
I like any furry critter, really. Cats, dogs.
So,
all kind of go
after having conversations, and she's like, I really want them.
Well, they're dwarf robo-hamsters.
This is true. They have the coolest name ever for what species of hamster they are. So, at that point, I really couldn't complain. And
you were the tipping point, though, because I was trying to calculate how much everything would cost
exactly.
to
and
set
I
it up.
No, it's probably $15 per rodent. Then you've got to buy the house, which is about $40, and you got to buy the food. Then you've got to buy the bedding, maybe a toy or two. And once all said and done, don't forget about their. little balls that they have to get in.
Yeah.
When all said and done, you're going to be out over $100. Can you deal with this during Christmas? She's like, I don't know. Let's go back over to the cages. We'll look at them. And that she should have done that. Because I go back over there, start watching them.
I like how this is all my fault.
No. But if you hadn't, and just be like, I can't spend $100. We probably wouldn't have gotten them.
This is true.
But we go over there. And we're looking at them, and I'm just like, well, you know what? If you want, I can go halfsies with you.
And then that meant we were getting hamsters.
Exactly.
Although we almost left without them because it took so long for a PetSmart associate to come over and help us
exactly.
that I was almost ready to look at you and go, just leave the cart here and we'll just grab what we got for the animals we already have.
So, at first, we had Ty and Little Shit. Now we have Ty, Little Shit, Thelma, and Louise.
That's right. Two little girl baby hamsters.
Which is now Little Shit's pet.
Well.
Now.
She does sit there and watch them while they are in there.
Sit there and watch the hamsters as they go around in there. Now, if you count all of them, one of four wheels that we have gone through. Currently, they've got 3 hooked up to their cage for the 2 of them.
Yeah, we like to... I like to spoil animals, and apparently
nice.
Maybe our children someday. I don't know.
Yes. So that's been interesting. And while it is Little Shit's pets...
We've had a few run-ins.
They have I believe Louise, my hamster.
Yeah, my Thelma, she's smart, she hides.
Yes. Well, she hides in the cage.
Well, yeah, and any time it breaks, she hides in the, you know, the tubes after little shit has knocked their cage onto the ground to get them.
Well, she gets excited, and she feels like jumping up onto
to
the dresser.
Them, yes.
And saying, hey, how are y'all doing? Oh! And there goes the cage. It falls on the ground. And well, first time it happened, she had... Now, previously, she had run into the cage, but nothing bad happened.
Yeah.
That was one thing. And then another time, we were cleaning out the cage, and I put them in their little balls to run around. And I go to put them back. And I think everything's hunky-dory.
Then you forgot to close it.
I swear I closed it. I think one just got out before I was able to close it.
Okay.
Next thing you know, about 5 minutes later, I'm sitting on working on the computer. And I look down, and I see little shit fighting with something. I'm like, what are you... And they're, like, right underneath my feet. And next thing you know, she looks up at me, and she's got Louise in her mouth. And I'm like, whoa, whoa! And I like, try to get her to put Louise down. And as Louise scatters away, she still goes after him. But I finally get the cat out of the room. And, you know, after several minutes worth of crawling on the floor.
Well, people should know that dwarf hamsters really mean, like, super speed hamsters.
Yes.
Because they go so much faster than normal, regular, kind of lazy hamsters.
Right, and you can't play with these hamsters in your hand.
No, you can't hold them.
No.
They're not the type that you hold and pet and be all cuddly with.
Yes.
So, I mean, they also are very crafty in that if you cup them, they'll go through your fingers,
yep.
The sides of your hands. You have to have, like, a grip hold on these
Pretty
things.
Much.
Yeah.
So we finally got that taken care of, and, okay, she lived. Well, she didn't have too much trauma, I don't think.
Well,
but,
no, she seems perfectly fine.
Yes. Then, I believe a week ago, for my birthday, we were going to see my mom and everything. And I decided to get them some accessories to build onto the house.
Yes. Super
and
fancy house that they
yes.
have.
Yes. And so we put on a few more tubes, you know, all that good stuff. And it kind of stretched all the tubing out a little bit from the dresser.
And they're more visible to the outside.
Exactly.
Too, so they're more enticing to little kitty.
Precisely. And so, what was it, Brian? 8 o'clock the next morning.
No, that was 6 o'clock the next morning.
No.
No,
because maybe, but by the time I got up, it had to be around 8 because right
and
after
And it probably
we got
was.
Done, okay.
I searched for that little thing for quite a long time.
2 hours?
Well, I had to put the cage back together, then I had to get Thelma out of the tube.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a long time. It wasn't 8. It had to have been either 6:30 or 7.
Okay, because I just know by the time we were done, it was 8:30. Because then I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to start working now. Well, you might as well tell this, because you were there.
Well, literally, there used to be a cloth on the dresser where the cage is currently, and we think little kitty, since it had all these accessories, got enticed and decided she was going to jump up on the dresser with them. I think, by the way, the scene of the crime looked that she had missed and grabbed the cloth in attempt to hold herself up.
Right.
And with that, since the cage really doesn't weigh a lot because it's all plastic, then, you know, the babies don't weigh a lot either, that she pulled it down. And with that, the whole cage tumbled over,
right.
But all that tubing broke apart. And Thelma was stuck in one of the tubes. Well, not really stuck, but she was smart. She stayed in one of the tubes. And I shook her out. And luckily, little kitty knew she was in trouble because she hightailed it out of that room as soon as I walked in. So I picked up the cage, and I put Thelma in it, and I cupped off one end just so they can crawl out. And then I went on the hunt for Louise, which took a really long time.
Yeah.
And I've decided that's why it sucks that I'm the hearing member of this relationship.
Works out well for me.
Because I was the one who heard the crash, and I was the one who woke up in a blind panic.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if one of us didn't wake up, God only knows where Louise would have been. Yeah. Or Thelma at that time. Exactly. She would have gotten out, too.
Yeah.
So we were able to at least isolate Louise to the office / studio / craft room / baby nursery.
/ kitty crapper. But yeah, that is the joy of our hamsters and all of our pets. The state of the pet. As it is of 2013.
Yes.
Well, it is a new year.
It is a new year.
Did you make any resolutions for this year?
No, but apparently you're going to put me on the spot all of a sudden prior to recording. He's like, oh, and New Year's resolutions. And yes. I'm like, oh, I have to make one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Will you make yours first?
Well, mine's quite simple.
Oh, Lord.
Podcast more frequently.
Ah.
That's right. Hopefully at least record weekly. If not more often than that. Mm. Whether it's this, or if we have this, as well as other side projects. Because I know you do a lot of quilting, a lot of sewing. Never know. You may want to do a crafting podcast.
This is true. I don't know. There are many possibilities.
What your visions are for possible future side projects that you would like to take on with our wonderful studio equipment. That I do have to break bad news to you.
Oh, what?
We are not currently recording in stereo.
Aw.
But next week.
Next week.
Next week we shall. Since we were testing whether it sounded okay to be in mono. Because I always worry, because I know my headphones get messed up all the time. Where one side will work and the other one won't, for whatever reason. And I always worry about doing stereo, because if you do have headphones that, you know, that happens to, you only get one side of the conversation. Which I guess, in a way, could be interesting.
It could be funny, yeah.
Because you could conversate with one of us.
Yeah, that's true, too.
However, I know I'm long-winded, and heaven forbid...
You long-winded? No.
Yeah, we've been over this. Heaven forbid her side goes out.
Then you gotta listen to him for a really long time.
And then you just hear nothing for like this long span of time. Then, you know what, Lucas? I agree. Or you are so wrong, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, because it totally sounds like statements I would make.
I think so.
Probably.
It is called Naturally Dead Wrong Podcast for a reason.
Alright, so New Year's resolutions.
That is my New Year's resolution.
That's your New Year's
resolution. Podcast more. And to hopefully be more interactive with the listening audience. And try to go out and get more listeners.
Be more active in that way.
Precisely. Get our Twitter up and going again.
Yeah, that's on my
Facebook.
iPod.
Facebook. Yes. Yeah.
Get that all going. My New Year's resolution is to get our YouTube channel up and running.
Watch out.
Because you're, and I like podcasting, I like all this format, but I really like YouTube and the video world. So if I get that channel up and running, and I would most likely not do a craft podcast, but probably a craft YouTube channel if I did a crafting thing at all.
Fair enough.
And to lose a lot of weight.
So on that, I guess we should start to speak about our diets.
Yes, we've joined the lovely world of the Atkins community.
Hey!
Luke is somewhat forced into it, but you're,
yes,
what, 20 pounds lighter?
20 pounds lighter. We started on November 30th, thanks to my mother. My mother decided to come down on, I guess, the 29th, maybe the 28th, it was sometime around Thanksgiving.
Or our Thanksgiving.
No, it was actually before Thanksgiving that she came down. Mm-hmm. We had a huge Mexican dinner. Where we all were so stuffed that we didn't know what the hell to do.
Because El Tapatio is amazing.
That's right. El Tapatio. I believe at one point we gave our Mexican sponsorship to the other place.
Plaza.
Plaza Azteca.
And it has now been revoked.
That's
and it has
right.
been given to El Tapatio.
Correct. Now, so we're stuffed. And we decide to go get some Starbucks, which is inside the Barnes & Noble. So, while some people run off to use the bathroom, my mom decides to start running around Barnes & Noble looking at books. Next thing you know, here she comes with this Atkins book. And her and Chanel start talking. She's like, you know, I've been looking for the right kind of diet. Blah, 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 diet.
Uh-huh.
Blah, blah, lose weight. Blah,
uh-huh.
blah.
I don't know.
And I'm just sitting there going, okay.
That's just because you knew you'd be forced to go on it.
I mean, you know.
It's just easier when you're a couple and you eat together. Or at least you, at least make one meal together every day.
It would
have been
a hell of a lot more expensive.
That's true.
If we were making two different meals every time or, you know, we both. And neither one of us would have done as well had not both of us done this diet. So we joined the Atkins crowd at November 30th. I'm down 20 pounds as of today, and
I'm down 15.
Woo-hoo. So in 37 days, we have lost 35 pounds together, which means we're down about a pound a day combined, which isn't too bad. Can't really complain. It hasn't been all that tough.
You eat a lot of sugar-free Jell-O.
Well, we started to.
Well, yeah, but see, then it gets old after a while. So,
right.
I mean, that's why we went and left the induction phase, which is phase one,
right,
into phase two, which, of course, allows us to have, in moderation, some of the things we had to give up for almost, 3 to 4 weeks?
Yep.
And so, I mean, that's when we started introducing back in alcohol, whole milk, you know, other things that we did like to enjoy before.
That's right. We had to be dry for a month.
Which wasn't all that hard for me.
No.
It didn't seem all that hard for you either.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that difficult. I mean, one of the things that you have to do is, of course, drink your 8 glasses of water a day. Which we did.
Yep.
With the help.
Well, our water is Dasani.
That's correct.
This is our water of choice. We don't really tend to like any of the other crap. We won't drink it. We won't buy it for our home.
Precisely.
We tend to be brand loyal individuals when it comes to certain things. And
yes.
One of those things is Dasani.
And when there's a deal on Dasani, we stock up.
Yeah, like mad fools. Like
we
there's
have
about
been known
to be a drought.
To fill entire shopping carts with 24
packs of water.
Dasani.
Yes.
So 4 things of Dasani a day. You've got your 8 glasses of water. And with that, we have fallen in love.
Yes.
With the water
enhancer.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. But Mio's.
They are delicious. But
they
so were the Dasani drops.
Yes.
The only difference is the Dasani drops count as one carb on the on the Atkins diet, so we don't drink as many of those.
Correct.
Where Mio's don't count as anything.
Exactly. And there's so many different flavors, and you don't feel like you're drinking water. And sometimes we end up drinking 10, 12 glasses a day just because you can drink
different.
It a hell of a lot faster when it's fruit punch flavored or lemonade flavored or strawberry watermelon flavored.
Well, and they also have ones that have, you know, B vitamins in them, which is the orange tangerine, and now they just came out with those
Fit.
The Mio Fits that
which
have
tastes
the
like Kool-Aid, grape Kool-Aid, and what'd you say?
And the other one, the blue one, tasted like the blue Gatorade.
The Arctic Blast.
Yeah. And so those have electrolytes and B vitamins, and then they have energy, which I drink a lot at work because they have caffeine in them.
Yes.
Yay for caffeine.
And also, for like the first 2 weeks, we thought we were dead in the water on caffeine, even though you still drank your coffee and everything. But
I had to, but
black
that's
coffee
because I didn't
cream.
Want to have severe migraines.
Right. However, and it's weird because like the book will tell you one thing, then you know, the app will tell you something different. And so I'm just kind of trusting everything that the app's telling me and the stuff I've gotten from the website. And so basically I have, we've decided or found out that we're able to drink any Sprite Zeros, Coke Zeros, or any of those.
Fanta Zero.
Exactly. So we're able to have, and the one good thing is the one cheat soda sheet I did have after I quit smoking and got all my teeth done was Sprite, and now that we can drink Sprite Zero, it does work out pretty well. So that's going fairly well. I kind of wish we hadn't kind of hit a plateau there a little bit.
I do think that it helped that we cheated during Christmas.
Exactly. We had to.
We had to. I mean, my mom makes the world's best cheese potatoes.
Exactly.
But I think that by adding things we hadn't eaten at that point for almost 3 weeks really helped kickstart it back into burning off the energy. And then, you know, we had a cheat today at the cheese shop.
And I think it's a great thing about being on a diet, waking up and hearing your girlfriend say, "Hey, Lucas, you want to cheat today?" I don't know.
But then it was followed by, "Well, is it going to be pizza?"
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And then because, I said, "No, sandwiches."
Yes, she loves pizza. And that kind of comes back, with our Atkins diet, it's pretty much eggs, veggies, or green veggies. Meat and cheese.
A lot of cheese.
That's pretty much your diet right there.
And a few, like, herbs and seasonings.
Yeah. Pretty much. And so, one little tip for everybody out there, whether you're on Atkins or not on Atkins.
And you just want to be on low carb.
Exactly. Low carb Cheez-Its.
Are delicious.
It's fantastic. Shredded cheddar on parchment paper. In the microwave about 45 seconds. Let it cool. There you go. You have your homemade Cheez-It.
Well, and then there, like, even if you're gluten-free, like, the best cheese, or the best crust we found for those pizzas was all made out of cheese and eggs. Exactly.
And that's what we had during New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Which so was a fantastic find.
Oh, yeah. It made the world's most delicious pizza. I ate pizza, like, what, 3 days in a row?
Pretty much, yeah.
But that's because I hadn't eaten pizza in a long time, and I love pizza.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. Pizza's delicious. That and sandwiches.
I agree. Now, so we've gotten into our diet. And one thing you're supposed to do when you diet is work out. Now, I know you've gone through this thing where you've bought every single kind of workout video known to man. I mean, we tried, during the yard sale, close to 6-7 months ago, we tried to sell like 18 of your DVDs.
Well, I'm bad because I'm an infomercial, like, I guess junkie in a way. Like, they suck me in with that. So some of the stuff, though, like, I did the Tae Bo.
Right.
But when I lost weight in high school, that's what Mom and I did. So then I bought it again, and then I just didn't stick with it.
Right.
And then I did those dance rhythms, which was what we were trying to sell. And that was not what they advertised.
Right.
And so, you know, and then I got that metamorphosis, which didn't really make sense to me. So with a lot of that, and the thing about the metamorphosis is not that I don't think that it's a good workout program, but she's just kind of working out and you're just kind of stuck trying to figure out what she's doing along the way.
Right.
I do like the soft weighted ball workout because it's quick and easy.
You started that shortly after we started the diet.
Yeah.
And you've done that a couple times. Where did you end up on that? Was it just too much or you just kind of fell out of the habit?
I just fell out of the habit. And I just need to get back in the habit. Part of the problem was is it was during the holiday season.
Right.
And I was working a lot, and you were working a lot, and we were just lucky to keep up with our diet at that point.
Right. And that was the toughest thing, where when she said, "Hey, let's go ahead and start this diet," I was like,
and I was getting a lot of aerobic workout at work.
Right.
You know, I was lifting a lot of cases. I was stocking shelves for 8 to 9 hours a day, depending on how long I was working.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't feel like I needed necessarily, I would have liked the toning and the shaping from the workout.
Right.
But I was definitely burning calories at work.
Now, me, on the other hand, my fingers get the biggest workout of anything. But my body... No.
Yeah.
I sit on my ass for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, it's holiday, so 12, 13, 14, who knows.
Ty, stop.
And do a hell of a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Except work on the computer. And so I'd gotten some apps, the 1 to 200 push ups, the 0 to 200 sit ups.
And you had started one of them.
I did. I made it through 2 days. It's not even like it was hard. I was just like, eh, whatever. It was just finding time, which I have time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's being proactive enough to start working out and actually doing stuff. However, right after, one of the good things about me and Christmas is apparently...
You are hard to shop for. Don't even say you're apparently hard to shop for.
Apparently,
I am hard to shop for.
So people get me gift cards, which I love. I'm fine with that. I mean, I don't think I'm that hard to shop for.
But the problem with you, Lucas, is you buy yourself almost anything you want.
Right.
Or you don't let people know.
This is true.
It just, you know.
They don't always ask.
But a lot of those people aren't going to ask.
Understood.
You. So, I mean, and two, when it comes down to it, you're not, you know, about clothes
right.
or anything like that. Like, you like clothes. You're like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, since you have such a huge music collection, mm-hmm. you have such a huge movie collection, I don't know if you don't already have this.
Right.
I think that that's what it boils down for other people. Like, I can go look and be like, oh, he has this. I just don't buy you movies. I'm just not going to do it.
Which is fine. I'm not going to buy you movies either.
Good.
Good.
Done.
Yeah.
Move on.
That's right. Redbox. Netflix. Hulu.
Well, we have both the Netflix and the Hulu.
But yeah, so I went and with my Blockbuster. I always do that.
Best Buy.
Best Buy gift cards. I decided to go ahead and get a Kinect. As everybody knows, I love playing Xbox 360. I have shitload of games for Xbox 360, so I decided to finally get a Kinect. And we then went to GameStop, the other gift cards I got, and decided to buy some games. And we ended up getting, within everything we got, Zumba.
It's okay.
I can't do it. I can't sit there and dance. I can't.
Well, the problem is that we need to move our love seat back so it better engages your body from where that is. So a lot of times you're doing the move and it's not giving you credit.
Yes. Which I found out when I tried to do, what's her name?
Jillian Michaels.
That's right, Jillian Michaels from The Biggest Loser.
Mm-hmm.
The one who just sits there and goes, run! Keep running! You're fat! Run!
I don't think she says you're fat.
No?
No.
I think
not,
she should. Maybe
that's
that
not motivational,
people.
No. But see, that was one I picked out, too. I picked out both of the workout DVDs.
Right. So, I tried out Jillian Michaels' workout adventure, and it was alright. It busted my ass the one day I did it. But once again, it comes down to once we finally got the tree up out yesterday.
Out of the way, yeah.
So now we're able to just move the couch back, love seat back, so that we'll have a lot more room, and I'll be able to do those fucking kickbacks. That
and we'll just be able to get back into our normal routine.
Exactly.
Holidays are over.
Yeah.
You know, the tree is down.
Yep.
You know, things are starting to get, you know, back to normal. I mean, hence, you know, us making this podcast,
yep.
wanting to move forward and just start.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Pretty much.
It's just getting down into the routine of things.
Yeah. So, I've got to get back on board with Jillian Michaels' adventure and see if I can lose more weight and be all fit and healthy and shit.
But the one thing you never got off track with is couponing.
No,
which...
this is what I got on track with. They never knew. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, they didn't know. Yeah, but, you know, I was the one who started couponing.
Correct.
And you essentially took it over. And I
pretty much
don't even coupon anymore. Like, I use the coupons,
right.
but I don't do all the... I mean, you went to the point where you got one of those paper cutters.
That's right.
I mean, that's how... And we have a notebook that zips and these Martha Stewart pocket organizers.
That we got for like 50 cents.
Oh, yeah.
A pack of 10.
It was like crazy.
It was insane.
I think it's just because they're that blue color and it wasn't
yeah.
that popular, but still. So, I mean, we, you know, we're saving money on couponing.
No, I think probably since I moved in here in September, we probably had to have saved anywhere from $600, $700, $800.
Oh, yeah,
easily.
Easy, yeah. We don't stockpile, though. We just get good deals for things that we need when we need them when we go grocery shopping.
Yeah, and we won't buy shit just because we've got a coop mall.
And we will...
We occasionally will, but...
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like in mass amounts.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, we'll go on the weekends when they're doubling up to $2
right.
as opposed to 99 cents so that you get the most for those coupons.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I think it came down to one day, the first day I saw you coupon and go out and get the papers, and you sat down with the scissors... I believe you spent 5 hours
cutting
all the coupons out. I was like, okay, just a little excessive.
Well, and then we had a binder, and we had a different organizational
right.
system at that point.
Yeah.
But you started to see how much money we were saving.
Well, that's the thing. We then
yeah.
went shopping, and like we'll do it every other week or so, where we'll just go and buy everything and use up everything until we're out and then go shopping again.
Yeah.
And I think that first time we went, we had to save like 50, 60 bucks.
Oh, yeah.
And once I saw that, I was like, okay, so she spent about $4 in papers, because I think you got like two papers at that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I got two, yeah.
$4 in papers and saved over $50 or $60. Okay, I'm officially down with couponing.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. And, you know, I did it a couple times just using the scissors, and
mm-hmm.
it drove me nuts. I could not stand it.
Yeah, it takes patience to do
so
it with the scissors.
So then I went to Staples and said, well, actually, before I went to Staples, I said, no, we need, you remember back in school, all the teachers would have the...
Yeah, those long paper
big
cutters.
Paper cutters. So we went to Staples, and I got myself a paper cutter. And now it takes probably per paper... It will take me about 45 minutes to cut everything. No, maybe longer. Well, today was exceptional.
That's because there was a lot of coupons in the paper. Because
they haven't done shit for like two or three weeks. And then all of a sudden, bam, it's just... I probably got 100, 150 different pages worth of coupons that I still have to cut out after this podcast.
Yeah.
And then reorganize them all.
Yay.
Yeah, so that have been my one obsession that has come upon me since we last podcasted. And probably won't stop considering, if I give it a full year, we could probably save a couple $1,000s. And I figure spending $6 every week to buy three papers times, what was it, 52. So that's 312 to buy the coupons to save a couple thousand. Okay, I can do that.
You can do that?
I can do that.
That's good.
I'm okay with that.
That's good.
So, yeah, that's me and the adventure of couponing.
So you stuck with couponing, but you've also been smoke-free for how long now?
I've been smoke-free for 18 and a half months.
So you were able to stick with that, too. So
I have.
Not too shabby.
No. I mean, it really hadn't been... it hadn't been easy. It really hadn't been that hard. Because I think it goes back to when I first... Now, granted, I had an advantage, which I think I've talked about before... when I first stopped smoking, of already being hopped up on medication
yeah.
for my surgeries, so the first couple weeks weren't really difficult at all.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, it's just been the whole theory of if you don't buy them, you can't smoke them.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, I still haven't had any cravings. You've had some weird dreams occasionally where you're smoking.
I know, I don't know what that's
never
about.
After never smoked in your
entire life,
well, maybe once. I think.
That didn't even count because I didn't even inhale
there
because I was 13 and it was
yeah.
crazy.
Don't worry.
It wasn't even
I'll
that. It
that
was.
Phase.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just done.
Probably the first 6 months I smoked, I didn't inhale.
Well, see, and my mom has smoked, you know, my entire life.
Right.
But, I mean, she smoked since the time she was 18 and. I just know how hard it was for her to quit.
Right.
And I think that you're right. You being on medication
mm-hmm.
helped because, you know, it's just a hard habit
and
to
I
kick.
And I couldn't really get out of bed much that
yeah.
week anyway.
So it's not like
so
you could go
out
and smoke.
Exactly.
I
so
mean,
it was much easier.
That helps, and I think that, like we've talked about before, it helps that I don't smoke.
That, oh yeah.
You're not 100%. Around smokers all
not
the time.
My sister smokes.
Yeah.
But even when I'm around her, it's not that difficult.
Yeah.
Now, she does, I don't think she doesn't smoke as much as she used to
mm-hmm.
around me, but still, I mean, it doesn't really bother me
yeah.
at all. So, that's one really good thing.
Our poor bills.
Oh, God. I believe last time we talked to you all, I was all excited. We picked up Mario Williams. We got Mark Anderson, two studs on the defensive line. Well, Mark Anderson spent 3 quarters of the year injured. Mario Williams spent the first quarter of the year injured. While he played in every game. He did jack shit for like 4 or 5, 6 games, and then put together a pretty good season.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got no problems with the signings. We'll see about Mark Anderson next year. But once again, Chan Gailey was unable to not only get us into the playoffs, he was not able to get us a winning team at all. Finishing his 3-year career with the Buffalo Bills at 16-32. Whoa, whoa. I don't think 33% winning average cuts it in the NFL.
Yeah, it doesn't get you to the playoffs very often.
No, it doesn't even make your fans decently happy.
Yeah.
No. So, was it Black Monday, they called it?
Yeah, because a lot of people got fired that day.
7 coaches, I believe 5 or 6 GMs got fired. And to date, Andy Reid has decided to join the Chiefs after being rumored constantly that he was going to the Cardinals. And so the Chiefs fired their GM after that because they're basically just giving Andy Reid
full control
of the entire organization. And then today, now, keep in mind, I have read, like, within the past couple of hours. Oh, well, actually, let me go before. Well, I'm not going to say it. Supposedly, we have hired Doug Marrone.
Okay.
Or Marrone, sorry. Who was the head coach for Syracuse University Orangemen. And one thing I've heard that I really like that we haven't had in a coach is he's kind of a player's coach, and that, you know, he'll encourage them and everything, but he's not Mr. Nice Guy. Make
yeah.
everybody
happy and
exactly.
fluffy
he'll
and rainbows.
He'll
yeah.
call you on your shit, which we've never had. Not that as long as I've been alive, let's say that, since Marv Levy, even Greg Williams didn't do it, Dick Duran, Chan Gailey, oh, who the fuck am I missing here? Mike Mularkey, current coach for the Jaguars, who I think I fired. No, he's still there. None of them, they've all been nice guys, players, coaches. But hopefully this will go well. I've heard nothing but good things as far as we're finally getting younger. Many people may not know. But last week, before we started, well, actually right after Chan Gailey got fired, Russ Brandon, who was our CEO, met with Ralph Wilson, the owner, for a day. Came back, and we all found out that, one thing, being a Bills fan, you always know, as long as Ralph Wilson's alive, he will be the owner. He is not going to sell the team. So, a lot of fans were kind of scared that we won't see much change. However, after he fired Chan Gailey, he finally decided to hand over the title of president, team president, to Russ Brandon. Now, Russ Brandon did have a stint as a GM, and he was god-awful. But, with him not really picking players and dealing with all that, I don't really have any more reason to fear that he'll be an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the one good thing is knowing that the final say will no longer be with Ralph Wilson. He's just an owner. and he really has no more power, supposedly. We'll see as time goes on. But the offseason is really for the league, not even here yet. Got another year, or 8 months, 8.5 months till we play our first game.
Yeah.
4 months till the draft, so luckily for non-Bills fans, there will be a lot, or a lack of Bills conversating on this podcast going forward until we get through the draft and start getting through our preseason
and
games.
And you'll hear a lot about them.
Exactly.
And you're welcome.
And like it. Just like it.
Just take
need
it.
Need a second team to root for? There
just
you go.
Take
Bills.
It. Just take
everybody
it.
Loves an underdog. They've gone 13 seasons without going to the playoffs. The longest drought in the league. So, if you need someone to root for, there you go.
Go team.
And our only real other
sports.
Air quotes here. Sport.
It's WWE.
Both of us like is wrestling.
We both like football.
This is very true.
I was gonna say, you know, you're trying
to
act like
other,
I. Oh, okay.
Only other sport that
we
both
like. Okay.
Because I know you like baseball.
I do. I'm a big baseball fan.
You are a. I'm about to say Wizards. You are a Washington Nationals fan.
I am. And also an Orioles fan.
Oh, okay.
That's nostalgia there. So.
Yeah. I mean, I used to follow baseball. Used to be a Texas Ranger fan because I love Nolan Ryan and all of that good stuff. But, you know, it's been 10, 12, 15 years since I've really watched baseball. And
I really only like baseball live. I mean, it's
yeah.
sitting in the stand and it's mm-hmm. that feeling and... That's really what I like about baseball.
Oh, no.
But I understand the whole rules of the game because I was the baseball manager senior year of high school.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's what I like about. I mean, like, you tell me sometimes some of the rules for football because
right.
I don't encompass the entire knowledge of football.
Right.
Where I do encompass a lot of knowledge of baseball. So I think it makes the game more enjoyable when you know more about
now,
it.
Granted, I did play baseball growing up for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, and played every position. Except second base. Now, you could look at that many different ways. Either I really, really sucked, and they just had to find places to put me.
Mm-hmm.
It's always possible.
Or
I
you're
sucked.
So awesome that
this
they
is
had
true.
To put you everywhere.
I don't think that's the case.
No.
I warmed that bench like it's never been warmed before.
Well, when I played softball, I was the best right outfielder you'd ever see.
Very nice.
Because I sat on my ass with my glove on my head. My sister was the star in softball. I was not.
Yeah.
I did play basketball. I was pretty awesome at basketball. But
I played basketball for one season as well. On the hell of a booming points I scored.
I played basketball for quite a long time. How many?
I scored 3. That's
way
right.
to go.
Entire
way to
season.
Go.
That's
good.
Right. Yeah.
Good.
One field, one regular shot, and then one from the free throw line.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Be happy.
We need to move on to WWE before this show is so long.
Over. yes. So, wrestling. Lots changed. Well.
We're at least watching it on a more regular
changed,
basis now.
As much as it stayed the same.
Yeah.
Since, I believe, the last time we left you.
And it was a podcast I don't think we ever even released.
No, we did. Where we talked about where... Oh, no?
No,
right.
With...
With Dave.
Yeah, we never even released
we
that. And that was prior to...
WrestleMania.
Like, yeah, and we made our predictions.
Correct.
I think I lost.
I think you did.
But I wasn't.
Like Cena.
But I wasn't watching it. In all fairness, at that time,
correct.
I didn't have cable.
Yeah.
I'm more up to tune
well,
now.
Did. You did occasionally watch it because I would turn on my iPad
and then
watch.
Through FaceTime I would watch
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yes, I would occasionally watch it, but we
yes.
tend to watch it on a pretty regular basis
yep.
on Monday night and Friday night.
So, like I said, as things change, they also stay the same.
Yeah.
CM Punk still the champion. Been over 400 days for him. Cena. He has not been champion.
No.
He lost, I believe, half of his pay-per-view matches this year. Only real big win was him against Brock Lesnar. But he did lose to The Rock. Lost CM Punk. Yep, lost to Dolph Ziggler a couple times. What's your thoughts about Cena as it stands right now?
Well, I still love Cena.
Well, of course you do.
I don't like CM Punk at all.
Right.
I used to like him in the beginning. I don't necessarily like the turn that they have taken. I understand why they did. I mean, it makes him more noticeable. People don't, you know, to be like, ooh, it's CM Punk, and to boo him, or however they feel about him.
Right.
Part of what I don't like, I didn't like the AJ storyline when it came to Cena.
Right.
I mean, I understand that that's how they were playing it in with Dolph and all of that. Part of me wonders, you know, if, you know, a lot of the loses or the losses weren't to, of course, make the other WWE stars more prevalent. You know, if you hold a title, you get more face time, more talking time anyway on the stage. So it's a way to up it to where I don't think he's lost anything by losing. I mean, his music still comes on, the crowd still goes crazy. I don't know if he's not taking time to do other projects because you don't see him predominantly as much as you used to. He's still on every single episode.
The one thing I wonder with his losses are, it's really helping CM Punk.
Yes.
With every loss John Cena gets, because if he was to win all of these pay-per-view matches, it would then come back to say, why isn't he currently the champion?
Yeah.
And the fact that he isn't, or in 2012, wasn't the hottest wrestler going as far as in the ring, he was still one of the most popular, if not the most popular wrestler today. But I think that played a lot into why.
They're trying to refranchise, it looks like. They're, you know, since, you know, CM Punk is on the front cover of the game that they just released. And so you can tell that he, you know, they're trying to make him more dominant as the face of WWE. So I think, like you said, a lot of it is the rebranding or the reorganization. But, I mean, Cena has been such a front runner for so long.
Right.
That, I mean, his popularity is so high. I mean, even, you know, he keeps losing, but I still love him, you know. And his music does make me happy when I hear it. You know, like, I get happy with some of the different types of music that come on, because you know who's coming out. You know what you're going to get.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that that's part of it, too, is that, you know, even when he loses, Cena's still a good showman. You know, like, you can't fault him for that. And so, I mean, the one thing that I don't like about CM Punk's character is that he's just a punk.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, you know, and I think that that's part of the catch, and he's supposed to come out and we're supposed to all hate him.
Right. Well, here's the thing. When he first won the title, he was really, he was an anti-hero.
Yeah.
He wasn't a villain.
No.
But he wasn't Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, and people really liked him.
Yeah.
And then it comes back to another state of the WWE, as what will happen this coming Monday. The Rock came back again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had his matches. He had his match with John Cena. He beat John Cena and all that good stuff. And at one point, CM Punk attacked The Rock. And they then started trying to make this whole storyline that has a huge arc. Not as long as Cena versus Rock, which literally was a year long.
Yeah.
WrestleMania to WrestleMania. From when The Rock was the guest host, guest referee for Cena versus The Miz, to then fighting Cena the following year.
Yeah.
Now, once that happened, and of course it was all scripted, but Michael Cole then, like, purposefully went out and saying that, you know, CM Punk turned his back on the WWE Universe, blah, blah, blah. And that then turned the corner for CM Punk just become a heel and not have to worry about being liked or whatever.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, and it is. I mean, you can see over time the evolution, because he used to have that straight-edge society.
Right.
Which somewhat started it. You know, they didn't drink, they didn't do drugs, everybody else is evil, you're evil, you eat, you do this, you do too
but
much.
But also, with the straight-edge society, he had a cultish mentality where he was basically their god.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, in that kind of, I didn't like that aspect of it, but you know, he still had, I think still had a split audience at that time. And then as it continued to go, I think what I don't like is I don't like superstars who have entourages of any type.
Right.
Like, I like the ones who just come out, this is who I am, this is what I'm about, you know, and since he has that guy now that follows him around, you know, and it's the same thing like that Straight Edge Society and those two other wrestlers with him, and just, you know.
Who are now over in TNA.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But, you know, I don't, you know, it's that kind of stuff, and it's,
no. They've got some good superstars, but, I'm done with that. But I think CM Punk specifically, he benefited from the Edge retiring.
Yes.
The Edge getting injured and having to retire so quickly, they needed someone that could be the anti-hero.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. So I think that's what really catapulted him. Other than that, we've got two former heels turning face, and The Miz and Antonio, not Antonio Cesaro, but what's his name? Del Rio.
I know.
I like what they're doing with his announcer, Ricardo.
Yeah.
Who, I don't think a lot of people actually know he's a wrestler as well. He was doing independent wrestling and, you know, tried out for WWE at the same time. Del Rio did. But that's why when you see him in matches, it's not like normally when you would see a manager get put into a match. While it was still fucked up, they put him against Big Show the other night.
Yeah.
He can still handle himself in the ring. But it's going to be a very interesting year. Like I said, The Rock's coming back again.
Of course.
He's coming back this Monday on Raw. And also, he's got a match at the Royal Rumble for whoever is going to be the champion at that time.
Okay.
So, and he basically brought this out September, maybe, or so of last year, where he said that he did want to become champion again. And I dread that happens, but heaven forbid, I mean, he is the most popular, for whatever reason, over Triple H, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, John Cena, or over all of them, The Rock's the most popular superstar of all time. And he can still work a crowd, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. So, we've got The Rock versus CM Punk coming up, I'm sure. And then,
Do admittedly have a really good roster of superstars right now. Right. I mean, on both shows. Like, I really like Sheamus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Big Show does well as, you know, a heel. Right. You know, they've got a lot of people. The only one I don't really like is Dolph Ziggler, because I just want to hit him in the face.
Yeah, he got his push this past year, and it looks like he's going to get another championship belt this year. It's almost inevitable.
Eventually, whenever he cashes in that stupid Money in the Bank.
Well, he's only got 4 months left.
So, soon.
He's only got until WrestleMania and then that contract null and void. So, he's got to use it up once. He's already tried to cash it in about 4, 5, 6 different times, mm-hmm. and somebody else will come out and fuck him up. But yeah, it's an interesting year this year, WWE, and I'll probably reach out to Dave, and see if he still wants to come on and talk a little WWE, but we shall see as we go on. We're just about to wrap things up, but we're sitting around watching TV last night. Hunger Games is on, so we watched that. Oh, yay. Woo-hoo. Thank you, Epix, for your free preview. And then we're just switching around channels, and we see the oddest commercial ever for, what is it?
Chataboutjesus.com.
That's right. And if you, I believe we've talked about it before, I don't know. Neither one of us are very religious people at all. So when you see something like chataboutjesus.com commercial,
it makes you want to chat about Jesus.
Exactly. Now, I'm also cynical, so I wanted to have some fun with the Jesus talking people.
Yes.
So I went to chataboutjesus.com, and what you have to do, you have to put in your name, which, I'm trying to think, who did I end up using? I didn't use Noah.
You used Mike.
Oh, I did. Mike, for Michael. And then, I don't know why, I wanted to speak to someone speaking Portuguese. Or no, Polish. But I did. So I chose Polish as my language. And then my reason for wanting to chat was that I was lost.
Aww.
I needed to be found. So I hit enter, hoping someone would come on and say, "Hey, Mike, let me speak to you about the gospel of Jesus and how he died to save you."
Well, and at first we thought when it came up with the message of "Sorry, nobody's available to talk with you right now."
I was like, "Oh, okay, they just haven't gotten a Polish person
to do it." So then I tried it.
When I did put in my thing, I said my language is Polish and I wrote in English. So, you know, would have been interesting.
Yes.
So we're like, okay, as they have no Polish people to talk to me, so we'll let Chanel go on and see what she can find.
And I put in English so that,
English.
You know, I would have suspected.
I wanted her to be Mary Magdalene, but she wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that. I went as Lola.
Lola.
And I got the same message. So all we could think, and we've seen this commercial quite a few times since last night.
Correct.
That all I can think is this, if you're so heavily popularizing this, it's like, either say, "Sorry, all our people are busy right now chatting."
Yes.
Don't just say, "There's nobody available to chat with you right now." When it's like, is it volunteer-based? What's going on?
Yes.
Because it's so, the commercial is so heavily out there. The website's kind of nicely done.
Right.
So
it's simple.
It's simple,
yeah.
But it's done. You know,
right.
It's clearly, well, taken care of. Then you get on there and nobody's available to chat with
you. Yeah, and then it just basically becomes, send us an email. Hopefully we'll get back to you. And at that point, I just jumped off and said, obviously, they do not want me to find Jesus.
Yeah, I mean,
or
it just...
Jesus find me.
I mean, I think that when it, really what it came down to us is not that it's, of course, it's a Christian-based website, but it was the fact that, don't tell me I can chat about Jesus now.
Exactly.
And have, because, I mean, literally the button you push says chat now.
Yes.
And there's nobody to chat with you now.
Yes.
So we were talking about last night. Well, then they have a 1-800 number too on the on the commercial and even on the website. So you don't have anybody to chat with me on a computer.
Right.
But yet, if I call, are you going to have somebody ready to chat with me?
Yes, and there's probably a nominal fee to chat about Jesus. To donate to your church of note.
Exactly.
I don't know. It was just the most weirdest thing ever. Oh, God. I can't even believe I forgot. Didn't even bring it up earlier. Alright. So, Chanel's got a favorite show.
I think this will be our last topic.
It will be our last topic.
Oh, Lord.
Hopefully the last time we ever have to speak of this.
Oh, my. It's not that bad.
Well, she is in love with the Sister Wives.
That's right. Polygamous people. Because they don't understand it. Like, it intrigues me. Like, it's something I would never personally be able to do. Because, like I've told you before, I will kill you, and then I will kill her, too.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with multiple women. I don't have the patience. And I'm a patient guy.
Oh, I know. I stood at, you know, astronomical pancakes for 45 minutes.
That's
but anyway.
That's right. But yeah, I couldn't do it. There's nothing in me. Now, we do know someone who is a polygamist. Who had her pirate wedding.
Isn't she more polyamorous?
I guess so.
I think that's what she considers herself, because I don't think that she's technically even spiritually married to the other guy that we know about.
Right, that's very true.
So that makes them polyamorous.
You're right.
And if they're and if the guys are able to date other people, that definitely makes them polyamorous.
Fair enough. All we know is he loves her, and he loves he.
Yeah.
So, who knows? But I, no, could not do it. And, you know, if you've ever seen it, it's this family, this one guy married four women, which all I could keep saying every single episode is he only loves that one woman.
Yeah, him and Mary have a better connection than any of the other ones.
You hardly ever see him with anybody, any of the others, like out doing stuff when there aren't the other wives around. It's either all four of them or him and Mary.
Yeah.
Well,
and they talk about that in the show, with the fact that since Mary has the older daughter and the other ones have little ones, but I mean,
he only has three wives.
He has four wives.
Oh, no, no, no.
But the
right,
other
right,
three
right.
have...
five or yeah. just 10 to marry. Yeah.
Yeah, and that the other, you know, wives have much younger children.
Correct.
So they're busy raising the children where, you know, her daughter's about to graduate high school.
Right.
So they talk about that, but you're right, they should still evenly... I would still think that he would evenly divide his time.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is the fact that since they moved to Vegas to flee the charges
right.
of polygamy from Utah... they, you know, we saw this season how they put down this earnest money on these four really lavish-looking homes.
Yeah.
And even though they did the secrets behind the sister wives, which we both
there
said...
there were no secrets.
No. But they still talked about how are you going to be able to pay for these houses.
In
they never,
which we have no clue.
And we've the thing is that you know that they get paid for the show.
Well, yeah.
But they're not going to be paid that much.
No, well,
they're and the
definitely
kids,
not being paid enough to pay.
Well, and the thing is the kids are being paid for the show.
Right.
Too, but they have laws set up now that that money has to be set aside for the children specifically.
Right. Until they're 18.
Until they're 18. Yeah. So, I mean, you know that it's not, well, they're also getting paid, but then all their children are getting paid. It's all this money just being funneled in.
Right.
We know that that's not happening. Mm-hmm. So those five incomes are going towards these homes.
Right.
But only one of the marriages was legal.
Yeah.
And that's his marriage to Mary.
Correct.
So they applied for the house together, and then the three other wives had to separately apply for their
right.
houses. And I still don't know how some of them got financing, especially Robin with her debt.
Right.
For almost, they look like almost $1 million home
mm-hmm.
each. So that's $1 million each.
Yeah.
I mean, that's $4 million right there. And they did launch a website, which, of course, they were kind of smart to play off the fact of this reality show buzz that they have to funnel in the money
right.
onto this website, which I honestly haven't seen.
Because
one night,
we tried to go to it.
And the server crashed.
Yes. So we think.
So we think, or it wasn't available.
Yeah. Or they bombed and they lost all the money.
I mean, and I haven't tried since.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe I'll try later tonight. But no, I like it, and I like a lot of shows, like I like that show Taboo, and
right.
I watch a lot of National Geographic and History Channel, because I like looking at cultures that are different from my own.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to go and change, I'm not going to become a polygamist, I don't want to be in a polygamist lifestyle. But like we said before, we're not really religious people, that you would have to be deeply rooted in to believe it so much,
oh, God,
to be
yeah.
like, it's okay.
Yeah.
That's not okay with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it fascinating. I find different religions and cultures and
mm-hmm.
different things of that nature fascinating.
I don't see... And
and I like reality TV,
I
too,
think
so...
like drama.
Well, yeah, but they pair together.
Oh.
This
no
one
doubt.
Feeds into both.
Yeah.
It has the reality show drama crap along
correct.
With a different lifestyle.
And as long as it's not... Okay. I've got a crusade against Honey Boo Boo. Toddlers and Tiaras. Those damn one-finger-kissing people.
I like Cheer Perfection.
Cheer Perfection.
But you don't
dance
like...
Moms.
But you don't like the moms
I
in
hate
those.
The moms. Well, the
or
moms
the
are,
parents, I should
yeah,
say,
because
they're
correct.
Dads sometimes.
Exactly. I hate the parents, and they're the ones who create the show. They're the only reason people watch the show.
Well, yeah.
Is
and
to watch... the drama that parents just create to have drama in their lives.
Well, and it's scripted reality. We all know this.
Yeah.
I think we're all to the point now that we understand that a lot of this, even though this stuff happens, like
right.
the competitions happen and things of that nature, but that, you know, they script the reality so that there's actually a show, because we all know just from our own basic lives, they're pretty boring.
Yeah.
Like, if you had somebody follow me around, they'd be like, oh, and she's selling liquor again. And she's leaving and she's going and buying dog treats again.
Right.
And she's going home and eating, oh, meat and salad again. Like,
yeah.
you know, so...
Brussels sprouts again.
Oh, God. Anyway. So, I mean, that's what I like about those shows. I like the drama. I like the tension, because I personally don't have a lot of drama and
yeah.
tension.
Which
I guess
good.
Is good, yeah.
And I just sit there and go, ugh.
It's wow. fun to watch your reaction.
Because
half the time, it's just so funny that I'm watching the show and I'm into it and I look over and Lucas is just shaking his head and cringing.
I can't figure out why. I understand, once again, they're getting paid to do this, for the most part. But I don't understand people that want drama for drama's sake. And I'm not even talking about, like, you watching it.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's not fine, because I have to watch it with you, but it's fine.
But see, these people in the reality show world are doing it for their 15 minutes of fame, too.
Yeah, but
they're
still,
on TV,
it's drama
and people know, yeah.
Even if they get fame,
but we
they're
all
getting fame
personally,
for being assholes.
Yeah, but we all personally know
like
people
shit.
In our lives that are that way regardless.
But they're not getting rewarded
No,
for it.
But they get constant,
that's
they have
the
constant perpetual drama.
And
it just
I
seems
agree.
To follow them, or they just seem to create it. That doesn't need to be, you know. And then there are people who just asshole to their kids,
right.
You know.
But we're rewarding them for that. And
oh, because we create these
it,
shows,
because,
yeah.
And that's what just... I'm like, ugh.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like the Kardashians.
And,
really,
yeah.
What the hell do they do?
Well,
nothing.
One got laid on tape.
Yeah.
The other married an Olympian after
yeah.
having these kids. These Persian
well, that's
kids,
the thing. I mean, a lot of them.
They happen to be semi. Some of them are semi-attractive.
Yeah, I mean, but that's just it. They just
yeah.
happen to, you know, a lot of them just get endorsements and they show up at parties and say, hey, guys, Happy New Year, and everybody's happy and they get paid money for it.
Exactly.
And then we end up with stupid things like Kimye or Kamye
oh,
or
yes,
whatever
Kimye.
The hell.
Kimye.
And I mean, so that's really what it all comes down to. People think that they can become celebrities from nothing.
Right.
But that started, you know, a long time ago. I mean, with The Real World. I mean, Miz is an example of that. I mean,
yep.
he came from that show.
Road Rules. Didn't he?
He was on The Real World,
what?
I think. Miz was on The Real World.
I know
he
did.
He did Road Rules challenges.
Okay. Okay.
I can. We'll have to.
We'll
look
we'll
at it, but
because I we know he was
he,
on.
But he was on one of those yes. franchises.
Yes. Well, we know he was on Road Rules. There's a possibility he may have also been on Real World.
I know he was on The Real
okay.
World. And you can know he was on Road Rules.
But they also did
fine.
The Real World Road Rules challenges. Too.
Yeah, but he was on The Real World.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll agree.
Okay.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
I
people
do.
Start, you know, and that started these franchises
right.
that kind of spun off.
I'm just waiting
I mean, granted,
for...
they haven't been the same since they started. I don't think Road Rules even happens anymore.
No, it
yeah.
doesn't, no. I'm just waiting for reality television to die. Now, eventually it will.
Yeah.
Everything comes in cycles. I mean, sitcoms have been shit for... damn near 10 years now. Eventually, people will start writing again, decent
mm-hmm.
stuff. But I'm just waiting for it to die a very quick, painful death.
Well, and I think a lot of it, too, is that reality shows are cheaper to produce and
oh,
manufacture.
I
mean,
it 100% it makes sense why.
I mean, and that's
the
why
same
they're
reason,
doing it.
The same reason why we get no real new ideas. 95% of the movies that come out now aren't new ideas.
Yeah.
They're just either sequels, or they're reboots of things that have already been put out, or they're an adaptation of something that's already been put out,
mm-hmm.
Because the studio system knows that
this
you put
will
this
make
out,
money.
You're going to make money.
Yeah.
And it's all about profit. Instead
and they're
of,
not
let's
taking...
just make a good movie.
Yeah, they're not taking the risk that they used to. And I mean, it's the same with, you know, shows
right.
on television.
100% agree.
I mean, so that's really what it comes down to.
They
and it will die.
All you have to do is pay the cameraman and the people on the show. Don't even have to pay. You do have to pay writers to write just little things here and there, but that's it. And it's a hell of a lot cheaper, and you still get the same amount of money you do from advertisement.
Yeah,
because so.
I mean, you know, but there are still some good sitcoms that are playing now, and there are some, you know, but they're far and few between.
Yeah. But when you look comparatively,
well, but the
to
thing
when
is,
sitcoms were in their heyday.
Yeah, but see, that thing is that, you know, look, I love How I Met Your Mother,
right.
but I was a big Friends fan.
Oh, yeah.
And there
I mean,
are several similarities
yeah.
between that. And I mean, and they even, you know, make a parody of it in one of the How I Met Your Mother episodes.
Right.
When they go to the coffee shop and they say it's just not the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's loosely based off their friends' like setup and
right.
how it worked and what people really got involved in. I mean, mm-hmm. these were these friends that saw each other all the time, went to a coffee shop, hung out at the same location all the time, and grew together.
Right.
Same
yeah.
thing with How I Met Your Mother, except for it's a bar, but they
right.
still see each other all the time, and they still hang out all the time.
Right.
And they eliminated one of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they are very similar, and they were profiting off of people who went, oh, I really miss Friends.
Right.
To then you get hooked on this show,
mm-hmm.
and it's just updated and more modern.
Exactly.
Granted, I watch Friends in rotation all the time, all
yeah.
the damn time, but you know, That's because it was good and it was original at the time.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, you'll still get one here or there, mm-hmm. but there was a time during the 90s, during the early 2000s, well, mostly 80s, 90s, where you had 4, 5, 6, 7 really good.
Well, and you had a show you were watching every night.
You had Seinfeld, you had Friends. I mean, you had all kinds of stuff going on at this one time instead of, okay, there's How I Met Your Mother. Maybe Big Bang Theory is good. I don't know. I hear it's amazing.
I do too.
But
that's the thing. I mean, but you had shows to watch every night of the week.
Right.
Now, we pretty much watch WWE on Monday, WWE on Friday, and then when my Sunday shows are on, I like Once Upon a Time, but I think that falls in the drama category.
No, it definitely does.
So then, you know, but if...
Drama fantasy.
Other than that, I mean, yeah, sometimes I remember to watch Cheer Perfection at 10 on Wednesdays, but I mean, other than that, I mean, if I'm busy and I'm working... We don't have anything to look forward to.
Right.
We just flip through the channels till we find something, or hell, we put in a movie.
Let's watch Pawn Stars again. Let's watch
Storage Wars again. Amish Mafia.
Oh, God. Well, next time we talk, we will definitely get on to the Amish crowd, because I'm in love. I'm in love with the Amish programming. I so hope there's another... What the hell was that called?
Oh, what was that?
Oh, God.
It's one where they left the Amish.
Yes. I don't know. We'll figure this out. But they've got to have a second season. I don't care if it's the same people or if they get new people.
But
I hope they get new people.
And that just proves what kind of, we're into different types of reality. Because watch reality shows.
I do.
I'm saying, I
literally watch scripted reality.
Yeah.
For the most part. Because... whether you know it or most people listening know it, Storage Wars, all scripted.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, probably the shit that they got, they literally did win a locker where that happened.
Yeah.
But it's all set up.
Oh, yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, for those particular shows, who cares?
Yeah.
You know that the excitement of, you've got your characters. You've got the asshole that bids everybody up. And there was a run of about 6 episodes where he didn't buy a thing.
Yeah.
He just got his face out there and spent everybody else's money.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the couple that just likes fighting each other because the guy thinks he knows exactly what he's doing. And the woman thinks that he's spending way too much money.
But yet the clothes she wears are really overpriced.
Yeah. And then, you know, you've got the father-son team. And then you've got Barry.
Well, and you know...
Never seems to win any fucking... He never gets anything because... For one, he's the only person who doesn't have a shop.
Mm-hmm.
So when he gets huge lockers, he's not, okay, I can sell that for $50. This for $25.
He's just looking for that one piece.
I see one thing that I can get $600 out of this $3,200 locker I just bought. And everything else just goes trash.
Well, and you
whatever.
Can tell that they've made a mold out of that if you watch Texas Storage Wars.
And now, as of last week, New York.
Yeah.
And... Then there is Property Wars, which started last week, which I watched. It's all right.
It's okay.
It's the same format.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got a lot coming up. One thing to just let you all know, I have shortened our email address.
To NW.
Thank God, because I know it was probably difficult. Every time you want to email us, to actually type out naturallydeadwrongpodcast@yahoo.com. It's still active, but don't even worry about that. Just go to ndwpodcast@gmail.com. I'm tired of getting spam, so this will let me know only when you, the
email
listeners,
us.
Write us. Or you could find us at
Facebook.
Is it NDW Podcast or is it Naturally Dead Wrong? I believe it's Naturally
Dead Wrong. It's Naturally Dead Wrong.
Naturally Dead Wrong Podcast on Facebook. We do have the NDW Podcast Twitter.
Yes.
Which hopefully, with my resolution, will be going again this year. And that is pretty much it.
Since we've rambled on, hopefully we'll be able to shorten this.
Yeah. I'll cut a little bit here and there, but we had to tell them everything that's happened in the last 8 months.
Yeah, we filled a lot into this show.
Indeed. So hopefully next week, or when next time we record, we'll once again, you can always find out when we're recording on Facebook or Twitter. Hopefully we'll get into a rhythm. We'll have a set date that these will be posted. But do, just want to let you know, just contact us at what we just told you. Hopefully, next time, we'll kind of go back to some of our older format, or we'll start looking at some of the news and what's going on, as well as just continue to ramble about the things that interest us or pisses us off.
Or if you have any questions or wonderings,
that's right,
you can email them to us or Facebook us.
Please
and
do.
And we'll, you know, try to ramble on about the topics of your choosing as well.
Exactly. And if you happen to want to come on the show one time,
let us know that
as
well.
Let us know in advance. We'll give you our Skype handles and we'll get everything set up.
Set it up, yep.
Where you can either, you know, join us in for a segment or for the whole show, whatever. We'll get all that worked out. But until then, I'm Lucas.
I'm Chanel.
And this has been the Naturally Dead Wrong Podcast. Now enjoy this random piece of audio music that I will put in right here.
Yay! Are we done?
We're done.
Thank God I have to pee.
Good.
You